Simon Verbo, Rosh Yerushalayim, Parshas Tzava. Simon Verbo.
Okay, Shalom Aleichem, good morning. It's been supposed to be back here. I have to warn you, I am a Rebbe in Yeshivas Birkas HaTorah, which is in the old city of Yerushalayim. If you come in from the Jaffa Gates, it's the first yeshiva that you come to, and the Beis HaMidrash adjoins the street. So when you're walking down the streets of the old city, and you pass this yeshiva, you hear a lot of screaming and yelling. So I'd like to apologize. I might scream and yell at you in the next 40 minutes or so. And I invite you to scream and yell back. So since the Yemei Purim, the days of Purim are coming soon, I'd like to learn with you a sugya in Masachas Megillah. At least start to learn the sugya in Masachas Megillah. And we know that the oros, the lights and spiritual power of every Yom Tov is contained within the Torah of the Yom Tov. So as much as we learn the Torah of the Yom Tov, that will help us feel and connect to the particular Yom Tov. So if you will join me, Masechas Megillah, Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. 8 lines from the foot of the page. A little further than that, actually. The Gemara says, there's a pasuk in the Megillas Esther that describes, in Perek Tes, that the days of Purim have to be remembered and performed, mishpacha u'mishpacha. Specifically, each family. And the Gemara makes a drasha on those words, mishpacha u'mishpacha. You see it, it's 1, 2, 3, 4 lines down where it gets wide. Mishpacha, mishpacha, lamai asa. What's the double expression, the phrase of mishpacha, mishpacha, lamai asa, what's it coming for? Amar Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina, lahavi mishpachas kohuna velevia, shemevatlin avodoson uboin lishmoa mikra megillah. To teach us that the Kohanim and the Levian who are doing the Avoda in the Beis HaMikdash, they have to stop, cancel their of service, and come to listen to the Megillah. Dama Rav Yudah Marav, Kohanim Bavidosom, Levian Beduchanan, Levian who sing whilst the Korban is being offered, V'Yisrael B'Ma'amadan, and also the groups of Yisraelim who are in the shuls, davening, that the Karbonis be accepted. All of those three groups have to stop what they're doing. Kulam mevatlin Yisrael b'madam kulam mevatlin avidosan avboin lishmo mikra megillah. That's the chiddush of mishpacha or mishpacha. And the Gemara continues, mikan samchu shal beis Rebbe. From here, beis Rebbe, the beis hamedrash of Rebbe was samchu. They built from here a kal v'chomer that mevatlin talmud Torah avboin lishmo mikra megillah. There are also Torah scholars who are day and night studying Torah, also have to mevatel Talmud Torah van lishma mikra Megillah kal v'chome mi'avoda. Uma avoda shehi chamura. Avoda space amikdash. It's one of the pillars on which the world stands. Avoda hi chamura. Nevertheless, mikra Megillah trumps it. Talmud Torah lo kol shekein. Surely also, Talmud Torah should also be able, be trumped by Mikra Megillah. And the Gemara goes on to say, is that really true? That's the continuation of the Gemara. I'd like to ask you, gentlemen, what does the Gemara mean by Mavatlin Avoda Mishum Mikra Megillah? Can somebody tell me what the case is? What's the case? Mavatlin. What is the translation of the word Mavatlin? To annul. To annul. Negate, to annul, to cancel, that's the translation. Can anybody tell me the case? What's the case? Carbon tomid, good.
But they can't, you mean they do it later? I mean. But you can't battle it all together, can you?
So, yeah, again, remind me of your name.
Ruben Mankov.
Ruben Mankov says, you just contradicted yourself. You did. You said it's to annul, right? The translation of beetle is to annul, to cancel. And then he just told me...
Delay.
So let's make a decision. Mavatlin's means that Reuben suggested. He started out saying it means to cancel, to annul, to remove. And then he changed his mind within a second to say it means delay. It's okay, you're allowed to do it. To delay. Meaning to say we're not really cancelling the Korban Tomid, we're just delaying it. Mikra Megillah takes preference. Does anybody... like to argue with that?
Well, there could be another way that your mamash are annulling.
Right, exactly. That's what I would expect. That's what mvatlin means. When we talk about bittul Torah, for example, we're clearly talking about annulling, right?
You've come to the deadline, for example, the afternoon korban.
Wonderful. Wonderful. What's your name?
Anthony Brody.
Anthony Brody suggests to us that really what we're talking about in the Gemara is a nullification, like you originally said. A nullification of the Korban Tomid. What's the case? You also cleverly, accurately pointed out, the case must be referring to the Tomid Shel Bein Arbaim. Right? The reason being, because remember, Megillah, when is the Zman of Mikra Megillah? Right, let's talk about the day reading. The day reading stretches from the morning through the whole day. Right? So if you have a situation, Tomid Shel Boker goes maximum till Chatzos. We'll come. We're going to come to it. We're going to come to it. So Tamid Shel Shachar goes till Chatzos. Mikra Megillah goes all the way to the end of the day. So you can't talk about annulling the... no one would ever annul the Tamid Shel Shachar. Right? You could just do Mikra Megillah later. But what about a case Anthony's pointing out? Maybe Tamid Shel Bein Arbaim there. It could be tension. If the Tamid Shel Bein was delayed till later in the afternoon, and Mikra Megillah had not been read yet, there would be a tension there, and Mikra Megillah would win. Right? That's what it means, Mavatlin Avodim Shem Mikra Megillah. So we have a machlokus in this room right now, Reuven against Anthony, whether or not the Gemara means to annul the Avodah, to knock off the Korban Tomid completely, or it just means to postpone the Korban Tomid, which you're suggesting, namely, even in the morning perhaps, the first thing you must do, instead of what we normally do, is the Tomid Shel Shachar, that will be postponed till later, and we'll start off with Mikra Megillah. That's the debate right now in this room. Sorry?
I mean, the Mikra Megillah is a rabbon, so it can't
be... Okay, so Reuven is trying to bolster your position. You're trying to strengthen my position and say, Chas v'shalom, there's no way we could ever say that Mikra Megillah would push off the Tamid Shel Bein Arbaim. How dare anybody suggest such a thing? Because Tamid Shel Bein is Doraisa, very clearly Doraisa. Mikra Megillah is not Doraisa. There's no way we would say that a mitzvah which is not Doraisa, Kudurabonon, Divrei Kabbalah, would be able to push off a Doraisa. He's just challenging you right now. You understand that? I see there's no response.
I'm not responding now.
Okay, fine. We'll continue.
So, I totally disagree with him, but no.
But he has a good lie. He has a good point. Right? You hear his point. He has a good point. Okay, let's see. The problem is, the word mevatlin is very hard according to your definition. Okay, let's take a look. Let's take a look at Tosfos on the top of the page. Top of the page, Dava Masl Mevatlin, and we'll see which way Tosfos is going. Says Tosfos, Vakasha, Amai Mevatlin. Amai Mevatlin. Why is there any beetle going on? Vahalo, Acha Hakriya, Yesh Harbesha Husla Voda. Acha Hakriya, after the reading, there's much time, there's a lot of time for the Avoda. So Tosfos looks like he's talking about which Tomid? Tomid Shel Shachar. And he's asking, what's the problem here? That's not called bittle. That's not called bittle. You read the Mikra Megillah and then you do the Korban Tomid. There's no bittle there. No bittle. Yesh Lomar. The cave in Shemei Heir Hayom. Which either means daybreak or sunrise. Havizman Avoda. It's the time to begin the Avoda space Amigdash. And they put that aside for the sake of the reading of the Megillah. Mishumhachi karile bitu. Mishumhachi karile bitu. Can anybody help me explain what Tosfos is saying?
There's a temporary bitul, should you say, not the dragon at all, or battle it all
together. So it sounds like you. It sounds like you should be smiling now. You are, good. It sounds good. Tosfos seems to be saying, working with that scenario, working with the Tomid Shel Shachar scenario. So I don't know if Anthony Brody is out the game right now. Because Tosfos is working with a scenario of the morning, the Tomid Shel Shachar. In that scenario, Tosfos is learning that it's called a beetle, the delay of the Tomid Shel Shachar for the sake of Mikra Megillah is called a beetle. Mishum hachi karele beetle. Tosfos seems to be swallowing the difficulty in the language and accepting that that's called a beetle, since really you could be starting the avoda right now. The avoda is ready to go. It's ready to go. And you're stopping it, delaying it, postponing it because of Mikra Megillah. That's considered some kind of beetle. But again, it's not so clear whether Tosfos will not go with Anthony Brody. Because Tosfos is not talking about the scenario of Tamid Shel Bein Arbaim. He's not talking about what's going to be if there's a clash. He's not talking about that case. What would be if Mikra Megillah was delayed till the end of the day and the Tamid Shel Bein Arbaim was delayed and there's a clash between them and there's only enough time to do one? What would Tosfos hold? It's not so clear. But the Ritva is clear. Let's look in the Ritva. Gedoli Rishonim. And where's the piece that I want? Here it is. Vahashta. On the second column in the middle, there's a Dabar HaMasel Vahashta. So the Ritva quotes our Gemara and says, Pirush kesheshteham lefanav. When the Tomid and Mikra Megillah are both in front of you. Ta'afo pish yesh shehus v'yom la'avod avodatam v'likro achakach ha-Megillah. There's time to do the Korban Tomid, there's time to do the Avoda, and afterwards to read the Megillah. Afilu hachi mevatlim me'avodason kedei likro Achshav betzibur mishum barav am hadras melech. It's important there should be a public reading, barav am hadras melech. Tosfos calls it prisume nisa. For the sake of prisume nisa, there needs to be a large public reading, and that is going to suspend the Tomid Shel Shachar, because it could be done afterwards. V'hachi mashmalishna deboin lishmoa mikra Megillah. The Gemara sounds like a boin lishmo, there's a mass gathering, right? The idea here is, it's not just, we don't want you just to do the avoda and then have like a private reading. We want you to go to the main minion in town, and the farse and the nes. The nirin hadvarim, says the Ritva, here's the line that I want. Dafka b'shicholin lachzor labodatan halav hachilo. Nirin hadvarim, it appears to me, it appears clear the dafka b'shiyecholin lachzor la'avodatan. There's time to go back to do the avoda. Alav hachilo. No way are we going to allow Mikra Megillah to suspend totally the Tomid.
Some dressing the morning. So there was no time.
Right, but it sounds like Tam Shemin Arbaim saying, what do you mean? No, you have Tal Chatzos. You have Tam Shel Shachar Gevudin Tal Chatzos. That's why there are people who daven, I don't know where, but there are people who daven late in the morning. Why are they doing that? 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, right? Because there's a concept of Tam Shel Shachar running all the way through till Chatzos, right? Tam Shemin Arbaim is the one that might be tension between Mikra Megillah and that korban. And I think that it was very clear that there's no way we're going to be able to suspend, knock off totally, the korban for the sake of Mikra Megillah. Rather, Mikra Megillah takes preference. That's the idea. Sorry? Good question. You have to see that Rov Am, the Ritva calls it Rov Am, Tosis calls it Persimnes. You have to say that those things are more powerful than Tadir. They're more powerful. That's what you have to say. It's seemingly. Good question. Is there anyone out there who actually holds, like Anthony Brody? He's been waiting patiently. Is there anyone out there who's going to say that there is a real bittul? If you take a look further down in the Ritva, the next piece, Mikan Samchu, I put an arrow. Hopefully I marked it. It says, V'yesh mefarshim. Anyone would like to read? No volunteers? Okay, I'll volunteer. V'yesh mefarshim. Mevatlin avudasan legamre. There are those who say that mevatlin avudasan legamre, that we nullify, we cancel the avoda completely. Afilu k'she'en shehus b'yom lachzor la'avodatan. Even if there's no time. V'chachomim yecholim la'akor dover min ha-Torah b'sheva al taisa. Reuben, you hear this? The Chachamim have the power to uproot a Torah law in a passive way. In a passive way meaning we're not doing the Talmud right now. For the sake of when they have good reasons. And this is a very good reason. The power of Mikra Megillah, the power of Pirsum Neis, the power of Bitul HaMolek is so powerful. That is an example of Yachol Rabbanan Chachamim La'akor Davim in a Torah. What does the Ritva say about this explanation? Eina mechuvar. Eina mechuvar. Don't like it. Not clear. But it got on the page, gentlemen. It definitely got on the page. Right? So that means that there's a position out there that tells us that one would, actually. But it's not Tosa's opinion, simply speaking. It's not the Ritva, it's not the Ran. All the Rishonim are going with the preference idea, the preference pshat, that Megillah takes preference, but would never have the power to remove a korban.
Yes,
Sheva al Taisa, exactly.
It's a blanket thing.
Right. It's a last resort. Yeah. It's a last resort. We don't use that weapon very often. Nevertheless, just putting it out there. There's two shitas there in the Rishonim, which is basically have been suggested by the two gentlemen in this room. Baruch Hashem, Baruch Shekivantem. But I wanted to ask a question. Not my question, it's the Taz. In the Shulchan Aruch and Hilchos Purim on this Siman. And he asked a strong question, which looks like we're going to have to go with the Yesh Mefarshim. And that is, well, let's take a look, and this we're going to come back to Talmud Torah. As this gentleman,
Yossi Sandler,
raised this issue, I think, maybe touching on what I'm about to say right now. What did the Gemara do in the continuation? Remember, we had Mishpacha. Mishpacha teaches us that the Kohanim and Levim have to Mevatlin, Abu Dossam, Mishumikah Megillah. Then the Gemara went further and said, Mikan Samchu Beis Rebbe, Beis Medrash of Rebbe, learn from here a Kal Vachomer. Shemevatlin Talmud Torah, Uvoin lishma mikra megillah. Kal vachomer me avoda. Uma avoda shehi chamura mevatlinan. Talmud Torah lo kosh, okay? So let's analyze this. Right, there's a famous principle in Kal vachomer called Dayo. Dayo. Right? To give a silly example, if a person eats two chocolate bars and gets tooth decay, toothache. Yeah. Right? So Kal Vachomer, if he eats four, he's going to get toothache. But can you say, are you allowed to say Kal Vachomer, he'll get twice as much toothache? Can you say that? Can't do that. Maybe it's true, but you can't do that. Dayo. You can only learn to the Chomer what you have in the Kal. That's the Hakdama to this next point. Now, what's going on in Talmud Torah? Yossi Sandler just told us 10 minutes ago, that Talmud Torah, the Chiv of Talmud Torah, according to Harba, Poskim Rishonim, what type of Chiv is that? Constant. For Hagisa Bayom and Balayla, there's a Chiv to Midi. There's a constant Chiv to learn Torah. Now, it could be the B'diyeva, there's something called Kviyas Itim, should be Kovei Itim, something in the morning, something in the evening. But Lachatchila, really, the nature of the Chiv of Talmud Torah is non-stop. It's a non-stop Chiv, and you just have breaks here and there when you need to eat or earn a living or go to sleep. But really, it's an ongoing Chiv. It's a Chiv Tmidi. So what happens if a person now has to go to the big shul, to the Mikra Megillah? What's going to happen to the Talmud Torah? Can he make it up later? Can he make up it if he's Kovei? If he's only a Kovei Itim person, then maybe he could. He has his Chavrus in the evening, Chavrus in the morning, so he could figure, rearrange it. But if he's an addicted Torah scholar, he's a Torah addict, who's learning constantly, and we're talking about that man right now, Tarosan Umnusan, the Gemara calls it. He's a professional Torah scholar who has just constantly, he's just learning wherever he goes, in his head, on the bus, on the train, everywhere. So that person, can he ever make up the Chiyuv Torah that he lost? He blew it. He lost it. It's gone. It's gone forever. It's a Beetle Gomel. Correct? It's a Beetle Gomel.
So yes, if you remember for a Balayli, what do we say something about? So you might show him in the day, you can make Tashlom by learning at night.
And he's still a Kaveh.
He's a Kaveh. He's a good man. He's a good man. We should give him brachas. He's a good man. But the Chiyuv of Talmud Torah, as Yossi pointed out, is Yom Kol Rega Barega. It's constant. Can you make a tashlum in for that?
Yes, if you have a fear for Balayla, if you didn't manage to
do it. Don't know. I don't know. I don't know. That's lost. Therefore, that's permanently lost. Those moments, true, he's going to continue learning. He's going to tremendous bracha, and it's wonderful. That's true. But those moments are lost. Okay. That's a great question. That is great. You're challenging the whole Gemara right now. That question's a pounder. It's one of those questions that rip the words off the page. No, but that will come to that. But that's the question. Can anyone now tell me what the Taz's question is? What's the Taz's question then? Based on what we've just said now. That the Chiyuv Talmud Torah is called Rega Barega, like Yerushalmim say, the Ran and the Dorim, Daf Tes over there, Daf Zayin, says this out. Even though you can person with the Eved Yotzi, with Krishma, Bayom, with Alayla, but that's in the Chiv, it's called Yom Vayom. Chiv is called Rega Varega, I'm sorry, every moment. So what's the question of the Taz now going to be? Based on the Dayo principle of Kal
Vachomer. Well, you've got two mitzvahs at the same time, which comes.
Meaning?
Well, you've got mitzvahs at the time of Torah, and you've got mitzvahs at Megillah, so which comes.
Okay, so we're now saying Mikra Megillah is going to, when the time of Mikra Megillah comes, and there's a public reading, Mikra Megillah is winning that. But Mikra Megillah, in the case of Talmud Torah, right now, is annulling those moments of Chiyuv. It's annulling it. It's not just prep. You can get them back afterwards. You're not going to be able to get those moments back afterwards. Because it's constant. You can learn again later, whatever. But those moments, again, it's about somebody who just learns 24-7. He doesn't have Kviya Sittim. There's such thing as Kviya Sittim. He just learns. There's no, by him, there's no night Seder. It's just always learning. He's always learning, this man. He can't make up later and learn extra. Because he's always learning extra. No. Sorry? Good question. The Gemara deals. We have sugis about this. Good question. That's a good question.
No, but he's got to be kind what he learns.
Sorry?
So he learns about Megillah and it doesn't lay the Megillah. You've got to be kind what you learn, haven't you? See, you learn, you've got to.
You're right. We'll get there. I should actually preface, because people are actually raising an issue here, that we're not talking about. When we're talking about Mikra Megillah, you can ask another question. We have a pasuk over here, it says, Mishpacha, Mishpacha. That teaches us that we are mevatel mitzvahs for Mikra Megillah. Right? What about Tzon Sukkos? You have to take the lulav. We have a special pasuk that tells us that you should, you know, Kal Vachomer, or a special pasuk tells us we should mevatel Talmud Torah for lulav. Or a person has a baby boy and it's the eighth day, and he needs to circumcise his son. Do I need a special pasuk to tell me, oh, you're learning now, maybe you should stop to do bris milah? Do we have such a pasuk? True. But it's a mitzvah of eris is the answer, right? It's a mitzvah of eris. Whenever it's a mitzvah of eris, whenever the today is the day, you don't need a pasuk for that. What we're talking about over here is what the Gemara, the Ritva explains it. The same Ritva over here explains, the next Ritva explains what we're talking about over here is that of course you have to do Mikra Megillah. Right? You have to do Mikra Megillah. It's the day is Mikra Megillah. But you would have thought you could just do it either privately. Right, the guy's learning. Now comes the time Mikra Megillah. So either he'll finish his learning, he'll just read Mikra Megillah privately, or we'll gather just 10 people and have a minion to minimize any bittul. What's required over here, mishpacha, because of Pirsum Neis, is to go to the big minion in town. He's got to shut down the street, he's got to get his wife and kids there. It's a big asik, right? And believe it or not, the Mikra Megillah is going to be longer. The reading is going to be longer for some unknown reason. Right? It's going to be longer. So it's much longer, so that whole thing is what we're talking about a bit. That's the Chiddush Mishpacha. Okay, but I just want to get the Taz's question in. What is the Taz's question? Is like this. We see right now that by Talmud Torah, it's a Bittul Gomor. Right? That's what we're taking on right now. By Talmud Torah, it's clear, you're clearly annulling the Chiyuv of the moment. If so, how can we make a Kal V'chomer from Avoda to Talmud Torah? Ma Avoda. Which what? We just learned in Tosas, we learned in the Ritva. That there, it's not an end, there's no bittul going on over there, it's just preference. Preferential treatment for Mikra Megillah. Mikra Megillah comes first, so long as afterwards you can go and do the Korban. But no one is ever allowed to annul the Korban, according to Tosas, the Ritva. So if so, how can we make a Kal V'chomer to Talmud Torah? Talmud Torah is Dayol of Amin Adin. Talmud Torah is much worse, much more is going on over there. Talmud Torah, Mikra Megillah, is actually cancelling those moments of Chiyuv. It's challenging the Chiyuv. It's annulling the Chiyuv at that moment. It's saying, for these moments, Mikra Megillah trumps the Chiyuv, removes the Chiyuv. That's a Kal V'chomer you cannot make. It must be from here, says the Taz. Right? Poskei Shulchan Aruch, that even by Avoda, what's going on is what? You're back in. And you have a Taz. Poskei Shulchan Aruch learns, this is one of his rayas, from here, that Mikra Megillah has the power to knock off the Tamid Shel Bein Arbaim. Aye, Mikra Megillah is only a Drabanan. So they all say it's more than a Drabanan. It's Divrei Kabbalah. Divrei Kabbalah, we have a whole Kisvei Kodesh on it. It's stronger. Divrei Kabbalah has the power of a Deraisa, believe it or not. Shevel Taisa also, we saw the Ritva using those words. Lako Dovim Torah. But here's the Divrei Kabbalah has a power here. It's not even Lako Dovim Torah really according to this. It's that Divrei Kabbalah has a power to knock off the Talmud Shel Bein Arbaim. That's Shitas HaTaz. That is amazing. That is the Taz of Shulchan Aruch, the Poskei Shulchan Aruch. It has the power, Mikra Megillah has the power to knock off the Talmud Shel Bein Arbaim. But now the question is, how can we defend the Ritva and the Tosas and the Ran and all the Rishonim who seem to be learning, like Reuven Mankov? How are we going to do it?
Doesn't it go together, the two components?
Sorry?
Doesn't it go together?
What do you mean?
That if you know you don't bring in the afternoon, you shouldn't bring in the morning either.
Good question. That's true, but that's not what happened. They thought they had enough time.
But how long does it take? How long does it take to clap Homan? Hours?
No, there was a delay. I don't know what happened. There was something happened. They couldn't find the Megillah in that city. They couldn't find the Megillah, and then everything got delayed. And it's a weird case. You're right. It's a case where the Megillah, they didn't read the Megillah the whole day, and then Talmud Shel Bein Arbaim was delayed. Also, some bizarre case where things were delayed so much so that there was now a clash between them. It's true. It's a very bizarre case. Not so much Lamaisa, but what we do get, the concept is very interesting. Concept that Mikra Megillah is powerful enough to knock off a korban, that is already make sure that we're going to turn up on time next week for Mikra Megillah. But how can we defend against the Taz's proof, right? The Mikra Megillah, Mavatlin really means Mavatlin. Is there any way we can defend against the Taz's proof? How can we do that? Sorry?
They don't have the same time everywhere. When they're doing the Avodah, someone else can be reading the Megillah somewhere else.
No, but the Kohanim themselves. The Kohanim themselves, when we're talking about the Kohanim themselves, were involved in the Avodah. They have to.
Well, maybe then it applies to them, but not to anybody else.
Well, everybody in their own context. For me and you, you're not a Kohen, right?
No.
You're a Levi?
No.
No. Why not?
Father.
Okay, fine. So for you it would be for Talmud Torah, right? For you it would be for Talmud Torah, or for another mitzvah you might be involved in. Whatever it may be, then the question might come up. If you're involved in Bikkur Cholim, or if you're involved in, right? The Gemara even has a shaila about Mikra Megillah against Mace Mitzvah. The Gemara has a question about that. Which comes first, Mikra Megillah or Mace Mitzvah? Right? There's a fight between them. The Gemara comes out Mace Mitzvah, but there's a fight between them. So we could apply that in our circumstances. Person is or whatever mitzvah he's involved in, there could be tension between that and Mikra Megillah. Person's involved in Pidyon Shvuim. Person's involved in serious things. And it's on Purim itself, and he has a tension about what's going to happen.
Because you're mevatlin, now you can do anything, you're a brittle Torah. Someone's guilty of brittle Torah, but he can still learn Torah later, though, can't he?
Okay, but we're saying, but he missed those moments. He missed the moment. Every moment is a whole new, world, a whole new field.
They're temporary brittle, yeah. They're necessarily brittle mevatlin completely.
That's what we're saying. The Taz is saying this is makkel complete. These moments have gone forever. Time is very precious. Those moments are gone forever. Those moments are bittul again. We're talking about the man who's just who learns 24/7.
We have a battle in our bow, don't we? Now, but we do it late.
That's you. That's you. Again, the Taz is learning. We would mevatel it completely. Let's go back to your point, which is, what's your name?
Moshe Aaron Harris.
Moshe Aaron Harris raised a fundamental question, which is, I don't understand this Gemara at all. What do you mean, mevatlin? What do you mean, mevatlin Talmud Torah for Mikra Megillah? Isn't Mikra Megillah Talmud Torah as well? I mean, halavai, we should spend our day learning Megillah Esther. It's one of the Kaftalad Svarim. That's not called Talmud Torah.
Is it not a melus?
Okay, 1 second. Don't burst my bubble, please. It's Talmud Torah. Of course it's Talmud Torah. Why are we... What does it mean, Mavatlin Talmud Torah from Mikra Megillah? It's definitely Talmud Torah. Okay, but we're talking about someone who's just always learning. There is no Kriyas. His whole Metzias is learning. Okay. So this question is asked. So I'll just present to you two answers. The second one will help us for the Taz. The first one, Tshuva Space Ephraim, says something very interesting. Like we mentioned before, he says a big chiddush. Like we mentioned before, that the obligation that we're talking about over here, because of Pirsum Neis and Barov HaMdos Melech, is not just to read the Megillah, it's to read the Megillah but Pirsum Rav. It's to read the Megillah, the local minyan, where the more people there are, the better. So Beit Shemesh Beis Ephraim says over here, you're right. It's not the Mikra Megillah itself, the Megillah reading itself, that's not Bittul Torah. It's the getting there. It's the traveling on the way. That's the Bittul. That's the Bittul Torah that's happening over here. Instead of just reading either B'yachid or in a small minyan writing with the 10 people that are with you, as I said before, you have to get up and go, bring wife and children, go down the street, and go to the main minyan. And it's all that in the interim. That's what we're talking is the Bittul Torah. That's called Shiva Sosifan. But I think we could say a different answer. It'll help us for the Taz. And this is what Reuven was saying. As we know, Torah is made of two parts: Torah Shebichtav and Torah Shebal Peh. And there's a big difference between them. So much so that the Medrash teaches us that Klal Yisrael Har Sinai willingly accepted Torah Shebichtav, but Torah Shebal Peh, they needed a mountain to be suspended over their heads to force them to learn this thing. So Torah Shebal Peh is something that involves tremendous toil, tremendous application, sometimes stress to really work it out. It's a whole different type of Torah learning than Torah Shebichtav. And of course, Mikra Megillah is Torah Shebichtav. So as you mentioned, we could say what's happening over here is that we're not talking about a real bittul. Even according to the According to the Rishonim, we're talking here about, we'll call it a qualitative beetle. It's qualitative beetle. You're going from Beis Rabbi, the Torah of Beis Rabbi, the Havayas of Abaye of a Rava, right? The Gemara learning, Gemara Rishonim Poskim, going from that, and you're going to Mikra Megillah. So that's not a total beetle. That's not a beetle of Talmud Torah. You're still learning Torah. Just what? It's lighter. Less amelus. It's qualitatively different. Qualitatively different. Maybe that's what it means by Mevatlin Torah. If you learn that way, then we're not really talking about, I'm trying to defend now those that are not holding like the Taz. Right? We had a question. We said there's a Kal V'Chomer. How can you make the Kal V'Chomer from Avoda to Torah, right? If Avoda is just preferential, Hakdoma, right? You just have to mak the Mikra Megillah over the Avoda, then that's what should be going on by Torah as well. And yet we see by Torah, it seems to be it's a complete nullification. According to what we're saying now, it would help if we would say it's not a complete nullification. There's no nullification of the Chiyuv of Talmud Torah. You're just moving from Torah Shebal Peh to Torah Shebichtav. You're moving from Torah Shebal Peh to Torah Shebichtav for the sake of what? For the sake of Pirsum Neis. So maybe that's how the Kal V'Chomer would work. I have here Avodah and Mikra Megillah, and I'm trying to figure out which one takes preference. Could this Pirsum Neis of Mikra Megillah take preference over the Avodah? So Mishpacha teaches me that the Pirsum Neis, Koach, power, Mikra Megillah has the power to postpone, to take preference over the Avodah. If so, some can't sample Shabbos Rabbi in a similar way. Now we have a debate between the Torah Shebichtav and the Torah Shebal Peh, but the Torah Shebichtav has a power of Pirsum Neis. Now, if that would mean a total bittul of Talmud Torah, the Chiyuv of Talmud Torah, then we wouldn't do it. But since the Mikra Megillah is within itself also a piece of Torah, it's also Kiyum of Talmud Torah, the power of Pirsum Neis will be able to say that it takes preference. It takes preference. This would be a potential way to go against the Taz. Go against the Taz in order to preserve the idea that with Avodah it's like you. It's only preferential treatment. That's the idea. It's still not so you could. It's not so great. It's not so great. That's why perhaps the Gemara says, Mikan Samchu Shabbos Rabbi. The Lashon of the Gemara is interesting. Kan Samchu Shabbos Rabbi. Doesn't sound like it's a real Kal V'Chomer. Sounds like it's we have an indication, a smach, an indication coming from Avodah that Pirsum Neis takes preference. Pirsum Neis takes preference. If so, if that was true by Avodah, we're going to apply that also to Talmud Torah and say the Mikra Megillah will take preference over Talmud Torah because, after all, Mikra Megillah is Torah also. That will be a potential defense of the Rishonim against the Shita Tataz. Hashem should bless all of us. But from all this, we certainly see the power of Mikra Megillah, the Nes that it commemorates, the Hatzolah of Yehudim and the annihilation of Amalek. We should be Zocha for the ultimate destruction of Amalek. B'mheiri Amenu.
Amen.
Why do you say the same thing about Chanukah as well? Why do you say the same thing about Chanukah? Because Chanukah is Chanukah. You should say Chanukah. Chanukah is Chanukah. But love is